This episode of Financial Safari is brought to you by John Kelly and Kelly Financial Services for all your retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Well, hello, America. It's Coach Pete. This week on the show, we're going to talk about an article from Forbes magazine, 8 Rumors to Ignore if you actually want to retire. We're also going to talk about how much money do you really need for retirement. That and much more right now here on the Financial Safari. Hi, this is Coach Pete. And if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
So on the show, I am known as T-Money, so I'm excited about talking about some cash today. I am consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb. In studio with me is best-selling author, America's Wealth, Finance, and Income Coach. That is Coach Pete Deruta. We are also joined in studio alongside the one and only Rocket Man. That is Chris Breathauer. He is our master ejection seat specialist.
We're going to have an intro song for him one of these days.
We've got to.
And it won't be this one.
We'll let our listeners figure out what it might be.
We'll take a poll.
Also in studio with us is Safe Money correspondent Steve Siddall, also known as Chopper.
All right. Go, Chopper.
All right.
I love it. Oh, my gosh.
Was that a good one?
That was awesome.
That was a great choice.
Nobody planned that, did they?
Great choice. All right. I was going to ask, did you download that for him?
Yeah, no, I had it on there. I had it on my soundboard. I said, hey, Chopper, here we go.
That's awesome. Yeah, so let's talk about this, Coach. Now you are known as America's Wealth, Retirement, Income Coach. You have written multiple best-selling books, one that I love, and it's not just because you let me do the audiobook version of it, but it is the 7 Baby Steps. Now, what are we talking about here? Because I know you're the master of this stuff. Cash flow planning, you had mentioned before the show. What are we talking about? Oh, one of my favorites.
It's a mystery in the financial world, isn't it? It's a mystery in the financial world. It's about looking at all these lump sums that everyone has. We call them lump sum time bombs.
Aha.
Yes, translate that into what a true income plan is.
Okay.
And now we hear this term income planning. We call it cash flow planning. Mm. Let's see what kind of cash flow we can generate with money we've already put aside.
Ah.
Now, we used to call it a pension.
Right, sure.
And companies used to really not tell you how much they put aside. They just tell you how much money you'd get for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
okay,
hey, that's fine. You get an income check.
At least you know what you're getting.
That's right. Social Security, same way like that. You can figure out what your Social Security will be by having an income strategy session maximizing Social Security. And a lot of people who don't have a session like that can cheat themselves out of up to $500,000 over the course of their lifetime. Ooh. By not taking the right Social Security claiming option.
Well, you know, and that's something I've learned from you. It really is. Just sitting here, I've learned that from you. Shocking. I'm sure it shocked a lot of our listeners as well.
Yeah. So we look at the 7 challenges to overcoming the misconceptions in cash flow planning. Mm. So we'll talk about that today.
Okay.
We're also going to talk about Purdue University. My daughter went to Purdue, so got a special place in my heart for Purdue University.
Yeah.
But they came out with a great guidebook called Financial Planning for Retirement Workbook.
Okay.
And it's Consumer and Family Science Department there. I didn't know there was such a department for that. And the Department of Consumer Sciences and Retailing. They came out with this great report.
Huh.
And it's longer than we can cover, but we're going to go through some of the main points in here.
Okay.
And how they tie into what I call our evaporation index. We're going to try to talk about 3 investment worlds later on in the show too. The safe money world, the hybrid world, and the investment risk growth world. And those are the 3 worlds. And if we don't have our money allocated correctly, and we do a color coding, red, green, or yellow. Now, what would you think red would mean, Chris?
Trouble, more than likely.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I look at red accounts, there's nothing wrong with it, but I want to look, I'm not a negative person, but I want to see the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, sure.
Steve, wouldn't you want to know the worst case scenario of anything you get into?
Absolutely.
Thomas, when people sell you things, though, especially in the financial world, what do they tell you about? Do they tell you about the worst case scenario?
Oh, never. No, I love this term, and you're going to love it too. Projections.
Yeah.
Projected. Yeah.
Projection, assumption, maybe, possibly.
Sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Let's get the real truth. Let's make sure that when we approach what we call the financial red zone.
That's right.
Folks, if you've done 10 years of retirement or in retirement, we need to know the truth. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, we need to know the truth all along, but we need to know what the blind spots are. Mm-hmm. We talk about this on other shows, too. I've got a book put together called The 7 Financial Blind Spots, and in it, we analyze fees, expenses, commissions. We show you how to plan. We show and help identify the 7 blind spots people don't see ahead of time. And wouldn't it be great to know about things before they happen?
Well, exactly. That way you could get a little bit of a preemptive strike on it. Yeah.
Yes, preemptive. I like that. I like that term, preemptive strike. So we have to make sure we know what we're doing. But number one on this, the common challenges in cash flow planning is not knowing exactly how much income you'll need and when you'll need it. Mm-hmm. Because when I talk to people about retirement, Steve, I know you and I talk about retirement
right.
a lot.
Sure.
When I talk about your friends or you talk about my friend, I'm 50 or 60. We'll right. both have friends that are retired. Yeah. When I ask folks when they want to end, listeners come in, I ask them all the time, when do you want to retire? What do you think they always tell me?
Soon.
Or yesterday.
Yeah.
Wish I already was. Or I just got my boss just told me I was now.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Say it ain't so.
Never good, right? So we need to know exactly. So if we can know when we're going to retire, then we can plan for that. And if we – now, another challenge, and this is one no one knows. I guess you can control this and you don't want to, but when we're going to pass away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If we knew exactly when we're going to retire and when we're going to pass away, we could put together the proper strategy. But we don't know that. So we do know that we want to have a comfortable retirement. When I talk to people about retirement, we want to – one of the main things I hear is we want to have a comfortable retirement.
Right.
And you can define that in different ways. Some people – want to have what we call sleep well at night accounts, which they never have to want to worry about turning the TV on and seeing their stocks go down because they don't want to be in something that is dependent on Wall Street for retirement. But I want to make sure that people are retirement ready. Mm-hmm. And retirement ready is a big term, and it means a lot more than people think. But you need to be ready, and no one can predict the unpredictable. No one can know the unknowable. I wish we could, but we can't.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
But here's how we can equal the playing field, and that's what we try to do. Let's equal the playing field. Let's have everybody be the same as far as the multi-millionaires and the people that are just starting out. Let's make sure that we all are on the same playing field. And if you're one of the next 25 callers who call in today with at least $250,000 saved for retirement, you'll be entitled to what I call the Total Financial and Retirement Master Plan. Now, you're probably wondering what's included in this offer. Well, folks, number one, we're going to review your tax returns because a lot of mistakes are made on your tax returns. And we're going to make sure you're utilizing every single tax benefit that is available today under the U.S. Internal Revenue Service Code, otherwise known as the tax code. Yeah. We're also going to review your estate planning objectives and make sure that you have your account set up correctly. Very important because a lot of mistakes are made on the generation skipping passing of money. But what's most important to you right now, and it should be, is we'll review all your investment statements. Now, I know you get all this mail from your financial institutions, your stockbrokers over the years, maybe get the emails, whatever. I bet it's piled up on your desk or in your inbox. Sweep it off your desk and in your and from your inbox and put it all into a shopping bag or a big box and bring it in. We're going to take all that information and reduce it down to our famous investment analysis spreadsheet. Now, this is a simple 1-to-3-page document that breaks down the 3 key elements of a successful portfolio. And they are, these are very important, folks. You should write these down and remember them. Diversification, fees, and income. We want to make sure that you are truly diversified across asset classes and within asset classes. We want to analyze your fees and reveal to you the hidden costs of the portfolio you're currently maintaining. And lastly, we're going to try to increase your lifetime income. We believe that every investor should optimize their income for their portfolio for a more dependable lifestyle all the way through retirement. And finally, we're going to tie it all together into our custom designed and personalized wealth projection that will answer the age-old question, very important, are you going to outlive your money or is your money going to outlive you? And that's what you want to have happen. And folks, very important, we're going to utilize strategies that we have been working on and perfecting for nearly 3 decades. We want to help take your family from your personal financial point A all the way to point Z, helping you realize your dreams with your goals and values with the least amount of risk and as much certainty as a fiduciary like we are can provide. Again, our exclusive Total Financial and Retirement Master Plan for all callers with at least $250,000 saved for retirement or invested for retirement, can call right now. But keep in mind that our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million. But as long as you have some money put aside, we can try to help you get on that right path to financial freedom.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a retirement sales pitch. Folks, you need to sit down and get a retirement roadmap put together. And John Kelly, who is Coach Pete's local trusted coach in the Chicago area, and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical retirement review. And for anyone listening right now, the number to call, 800-477-1135. When you call, you will receive a comprehensive retirement review showing where you are now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call on in. That number once again, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
When we come back, we're going to talk about some more of those common challenges in cash flow planning, specifically not having a customized investment strategy designed to provide income when you need it.